Welcome to the Pioneer Forage Forum, featuring news and information important to dairy professionals working for successful animal nutrition. We are speaking with Jim Smith, who is Pioneer Livestock Information Manager, and our topic today is the impact of growing conditions on the nutritional value of corn silage. Now, Jim, each year we see a different, diverse set of growing conditions, of course, in every area of the country. What are the major environmental growing conditions that you think have the largest impact on the nutritional value of corn silage?
The main environmental growing conditions that impact the nutritional value of corn silage would be light or solar radiation, moisture, and heat. Probably the predominant one of those three will be moisture. And the effects are quite different for the different stages of growth. During the vegetative stage, if there's excess moisture during that time, you're going to get a lot more plant structure and thus fiber in the plant. And that fiber, if it gets a lot of moisture, a lot of heat, you're going to end up with fiber that's typically not as digestible. But it's also positive in that it's going to have growth and you're going to have tonnage. If you look at moisture after flowering time, towards the later part of the plant's growth, moisture is going to help actually add to the grain portion of the plant, which is going to be very positive as far as energy deposition to the plant. If you have a lot of stress in and around the flowering time for the plant, it can seriously impact the amount of kernels that actually get developed on the cob. And when the plant actually gets harvested for silage, approximately 50% of the plant is going to be grain as far as on a dry matter basis. But that 50% of the grain accounts for about 65% of the total energy that's supplied by corn silage to the animals. And really that's the vital nutrient that corn silage supplies is energy. But when you have two-thirds of it coming from the grain, it shows you how important that time around flowering is. Because if the development of kernels gets impacted by environmental conditions, you're not going to have as much grain developed in the plant, and thus the total energy supplied by the corn silage is going to be impacted.
What management practices then can a producer implement to assure the best quality regardless of what environmental conditions are experienced during the growing season?
The things that a producer can do to negate the impact of environmental growing conditions: hybrid selection. You want to make sure that it's the correct maturity for your growing area. And the thing that you're looking at on the maturity level is typically you're going to be somewhere 5 to 10 days longer in relative maturity than what you would plant for a grain. And if you're going to be having your corn silage crop custom harvested, you're probably going to compress the range of the relative maturity because they'll come and do it much quicker than maybe what you would do with your own personal harvest. As you go into the actual harvest, you want to make sure that as you harvest the crop that it is properly processed. Most of the harvesting equipment has a kernel processor on it now to where it's actually smashing the kernels so that energy within those kernels is available. You don't want to find more than one or two undamaged kernels within about a 32-ounce sample. The other thing at harvest time is that you want to make sure that you have the right amount of packing equipment available. You want to have approximately 40 to 50% the weight of the packing equipment compared to what's being brought to the silo. Another thing that you want to make sure that you're doing as far as harvesting practices, that you inoculate with a crop-specific inoculant so that you get your maximum dry matter recovery, that you can get the maximum animal performance from it. There's inoculants that also can provide increased stability of the feed at feed out, and even products that will improve your fiber digestibility. The other thing that you can do is the storage management, making sure that once the pile or bunker is full, that it's covered quickly. And there's several things out there. Oxygen limiting concept called bag in a bunker, where you're lining the walls with plastic. Your biggest enemy is oxygen. So you want to make sure that all of your structures are sealed correctly before harvest even begins. The other thing to do for storage management would be make sure that you're managing the face of that silage very well also, removing at least 3 to 4 inches of material per day during the cool times of the year, and during the warmer time of the year, about 6 to 12 inches to make sure that you're reducing the amount of dry matter losses.
We invite your feedback, comments, and questions at worlddairydiary.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with the Pioneer Forage Forum.